First pack of Tumurah, third Mishnah, Ein Mamirim, Eivorim, Be'uvrim. You cannot make a Tumurah of a limb of an animal on Hektish, which is a fetus still. Be'uvrim, Be'evrim, you can't do the other way around. You can't make a Tumurah of a fetus, Kenegan, a limb of Hektish animal. Although Evrim of Uvrim Bishlemim, and these two parts of bodies or the fetus cannot be made into a tamura. L'shem behem, and the other way around also not. The Hainu that you say, I want this animal to be tamura of an Evr or an Uva. In other words, the concept of tamura is you take one full animal and you make it a tamura of another full animal. He says that you could say that the leg of this animal will be tamura of a full hektish. Why? Because he holds that if you maimer this limb, then the tamura will take effect on the entire animal. From a maimer, it's going to end up that you have shleim and shleim. Just the way you set it out is a limb of the animal. He's saying this limb should be hektish just like that whole other animal is hektish. And maybe it's going to cause this whole animal to be hektish. The other way around, you can't say that this behemoth is going to be like the leg of a hektish. By hektish, if you say that the leg of this animal should be an oila, so the kedusha spreads out to the entire behemoth. That's the logic, like we explained before. It's the leg of this animal should be a tamura of a shlomim, so that will cause the entire animal to be a tamura shlomim, and that's why it takes effect.